A Gem in the Meadow. Welcome to the Pilgrimage Church of Vis. When is the best time to visit the Church of Vis? That question will usually not elicit the most obvious answer: during church service. Because only then the Vis will be a synthesis of the arts, of theology, light, music, and architecture. Only then this harmony will provide a fitting frame for the liturgy, as the church builders had intended. The Vis is a so-called working church. It's not a museum. Of course, you can walk through it like in a museum and make wonderful discoveries. The ingenious ceiling fresco, or the dramatically large statues of the early fathers of the church. The complex theological program in paintings and sculpture. Or the many wonderful details, such as angels peeking from stucco ornaments. But especially, of course, the moving Blessed Image, which had actually been the reason for building this pilgrimage church. In the 18th century, sincere piety created a place by building this church, which is still fascinating today. The origin was a roughly made image of the flagellation of Christ. Even its creators, the canons from Steingaden, Father Magnus and Brother Lucas, apparently didn't like the work. The statue was stashed in an attic until it got to the Vieshof farm of the farm wife Maria Lori in 1738. That same year on the farm, the miracle happened that would establish the pilgrimage which continues to this day. During evening prayers, the farmer and his wife had seen tears running down the face of the statue of Christ. Word of this appearance got around. A first chapel was constructed for the increasing number of pilgrims. It still stands at the foot of the Church of Vis. Soon, however, the mass of devout pilgrims justified the construction of Bavaria's most accomplished Rococo church. Under the direction of the architect, Dominikus Zimmermann, the pilgrimage church was constructed and finished by 1757. Today, the church is on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Not part of the World Heritage are the taverns in the vicinity of the church, which is almost a shame, really, because its general knowledge from time immemorial, spiritual contemplation, or Einkehr, is only complete with a stop at a tavern, which is also called Einkehr in German. Thus, even today, the Vis, and the taverns or inns around it, present a pilgrimage ensemble which is quite perfectly equivalent to what the clergymen, builders, and the faithful of the 18th century had desired.